Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, August 9th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and once again we're in front of our familiar desktop computer. And it's our privilege and joy once again today to prepare a message to share with you that we hope will encourage you. Today's message is titled, Faithful Loving Service To, and two scripture verses from Matthew 25, verse 26 and verse 40.
I was sick, and you looked after me. Jesus says these words, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
I have a friend who has a very interesting form of service for Christ. For many years, he has regularly visited the pediatric unit at Hershey Medical Center just to hold the babies. Through the years, Brooksine and I have taken in a lot of sick kids. We recall people voluntarily doing visiting children and babies in hospitals we were in, but never gave much thought to the volunteer aspect and actually sacrificial aspect to this form of service. What a wonderful way to express the love of Christ. What a blessing it is for those parents whose children are long-term patients in the hospital.
So often we think big when it comes to ministry. Big churches, filled stadiums, lots of radio stations carrying ministry programs, having a well-known name, and so forth. And that's fine, but the vast majority of ministry is taking place one-on-one or in small, seemingly inconsequential groups today, with people expressing Christ's love in tangible ways to a hurting, broken world.
Well, let me illustrate. Some friends and relatives of ours are involved in ministry. People like Mary, who sorts out used baby clothing for a crisis pregnancy center. A friend named Rick, who visits a large state prison each week to share a Bible study with a small group of prisoners. He's done this for nearly 15 years now. A friend named Greg visits three separate nursing homes. And I could go on and on with people that we have known and pastored and we know to this day.
We've met people who aspire to someday do something big for God, but in the meantime, they just kind of sit and wait for that day to come. But the daily verse in context gives us a glimpse of the specific forms of service that matter to Christ. They're not really big things, but the accumulative impact of serious followers of Christ obeying His commands has made and is making a tremendous impact on our world. What are you doing today for Christ?
The words to an old song come to mind. All my heart to Him I give, ever to Him I'll cling. In His blessed presence live, ever His praise to sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to Him belongs.
Let's pray. Father, I want to be Your hand extended to others in need. Help me not to turn the other way, or to expect someone else to be Your messenger of compassion and care. I want to seek out those who need a kind touch or an attentive ear. May I be sensitive to others in need, and may I also be sensitive to Your leading. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our message is much later than usual. We got in about 2 last night. Those of you that follow our ministry are aware that we've been on vacation and at a family reunion out in the Midwest in the Branson and Springfield, Missouri area. And just came in last night from Kansas City, arriving in Baltimore about 10:30 to 11, and got home about 2 in the morning. Our house is hot and stuffy as we have had a spate of very hot weather, although it's raining right now, and we're so thankful for that. Our air conditioners are struggling to catch up and get all the heat and humidity of the house out. Our lawn needs mowed, and Brooksine has lots of garden work that she already started at 6:30 this morning. In fact, she's going to be ready for a nap here in a few minutes, I know, in the rainy day we're having now. She really missed her gardening while we were away. We finally have some ripe tomatoes, a long time coming this year since she planted the garden late. Well, we had a great time on our trip, but are ready to get back on the grind and plan to make chaplain visits tomorrow and Sunday. I just received an opportunity this morning to speak at a local church in Dover, Pennsylvania. Well, have a blessed day today. We do have a number of photos up on our site, I should point out today. Still some of our trip, and as well as a butterfly photo, and our backyard is now teeming with butterflies. If you care to go to our site, it's at www.dailyencouragement.net. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged.